Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We're going to head down to Boundary Side now and have a chat to St Kilda assistant coach Robert Harvey, who is there getting ready for his Chargers to head out there today in about an hour from now. Robert, it's a pleasure to have you on AFL Nation. How's things?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
What's the preparation been like? It's been a long-ish week now for you, going from last Thursday into this Saturday afternoon game, but I'm sure you guys are buzzing after last week's win against the Pies.
Yeah, it's been it was a bit of a hectic prep going into Collingwood with a four-dayer, and we weren't overly wrapped with our first week in Geelong, so we worked hard on a lot of stuff in that 4 days, and boys were able to go out and execute really well last week. So we've had a longer run in, obviously, to the Bombers game this week, and trying to consolidate some stuff we did well against the Pies, and just try and tweak a few things I think we can get even better at. So it's been a good prep. I think the players are ready to go. We'll see in a couple of hours.
What were some of the finer details to last week's win that you were happy with from an offensive perspective? You being the forward line coach, what was the most pleasing takeaway?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway between the week one and week two was our ability to get the ball back a bit quicker, and then be able to execute inside 50 a bit better. So, I thought the chase-out pressure and our pressure generally from our front half was a lot better, which created better-looking opportunities going back the other way, and that's how this game works, and that was better for us. So, ideally we can keep that going and we can try and expose the Bombers that way.
Robert, Joe Watton up here. Wanganeen Miller was sensational for you last week, 613 metres gained. When he gets ball in hand and goes, your forward line, their eyes must light up.
Yeah, he's become a really good player. It's a credit to him. He's the one that's really put in the work, and he's just a great kid who prepares so well. He gets out what he puts in, and obviously a very highly talented player, but he's matched that with a lot of work, and his preparation mentally for games is really spot on. So, he's a real delight. I don't directly coach him, but I just know what he gets up to and what he puts in, and our players love playing with him. But he provides so much run off the back, but we don't rely on that from him, but he provides that so well.
Henry out injured, he's been exciting for you too. Wood also on the sideline, and Max King suspended. How will you have to shuffle things today?
Yeah, it's not ideal, and obviously we've got some guys already on the sidelines, particularly around the midfield. So we've been a little bit hampered there. Obviously, Liam coming from Fremantle has been a real revelation for us in a lot of ways. So we're going to miss him. And Kingy gets a week. Obviously, Caminiti and Ross put on the record during the week. He's been a bit stiff to not be in. So he gets his chance today. And I think he's improved as a player on last year. So he gets a chance up front today. And obviously, Dan Butler's back from a fairly lengthy sort of layoff in the pre-season. So he comes in to replace Liam Henry. So we get a bit of experience and pressure back there. And, he's an old head, Buttson, and the boys love playing with him. So we get him back as well.
Robert, Adam Cooney here. Good luck today. Will Caminiti be the deepest forward? Is that the role that he will play, just sort of taking over as Max King used to do?
Well, he's one of, yeah. But, I mean, even King, he's been a bit more mobile in the first couple of games. So, and Anthony is a really good runner, so we like to get him mobile. All our forwards, we like to do that. So, him and Tim will play those key roles for us. And obviously, we have those smaller forwards, and Sharman and Owens can sort of chip in as well deeper. But obviously Higgins can get deep as well. So there is a lot of those hybrid types that we've got, but so we don't rely on one or two deeper.
The attacking part of your game, it's looking like it's gone to a new level this year. I mean, we saw snippets of a change in the way that Ross has traditionally coached his teams in the past last season, but it looks like there is a progression there, the way that you're moving the footy and you're attacking, scores from turnover, obviously a huge positive against Collingwood last week. Is that a natural progression for the group? Obviously, bringing a player like Liam Henry in certainly helps that, and the development of Wanganeen Miller. Is it a Ross Lyon coach style, that, or is it just a natural progression given the players and the talent that you've got offensively at the moment?
Not really. I mean, if you're in the four walls, Ross has really given the players a lot of license to. We all are really as coaches to give them their head in offense. And if you dove into the numbers a bit deeper, last year we moved the footy really well full ground, but we weren't really that efficient going inside 50. So we gave ourselves some really good looks last year with some fast ball movement, and we just lacked our efficiency. And we've worked really hard on that. So ideally, we maintain that ability to move the footy, and we're a bit better inside 50. And it doesn't have to be massive changes in this game to get a big spike. So tweaks here and there, and ideally we are a bit more efficient going in. We've obviously trained it a lot. You know, there was a lot to get in a new system last year, so we're just trying to tweak the finer details over the summer and make sure we're better in that space. But we did move the ball well last year, and we want to keep doing that.
And Essendon's strength is around the footy, and scoring from clearance has been a strong point for them this year. What are the plans you've put in place to try and match them in there?
Yeah, it's a big issue, and it's a big focus, obviously, for us. They're as good as anyone. Their numbers say that around those stoppages, and they've got two really good ruckmen that get their hand on the ball, so to give their mids first opportunity. So we need to take that strength away. It's easier said than done, so we've got to obviously feel like we're planned for it. We've got to now action that out, but it is a strong suit of their game. It has been for a long time, but even this year it's probably gone to another level, and yeah, it's a real threat for us today, and we want to make sure we try and hamper their strengths.
The Essendon edge, do you worry about mentioning that to the players, or just business as usual?
Oh, not really, because, I mean, every team wants to have their own edge, I suppose, and everyone calls it different things. It's just a matter of weathering the storm for 120 minutes and who comes out on top, and that's what, you know, hopefully we've seasoned our players to do that. You know, we feel like our players are trained to go to the very last minute. So that's what it's going to take, and we expect it. We know that it's going to come, you know, hopefully our young players and experienced players embrace it, and then you know, we grind it out for that 420.
Robert, one last one. I'm curious about Marcus Windhager. Now, I know you've got a lot of injuries in that midfield. Was it by necessity that you're having him play a bit more on ball this season, or was it just his natural progression that he was going to play more on ball and progress from being a defensive lockdown tagging kind of player?
Yeah, well, he's probably always destined to be a midfielder, pretty early draft pick, and obviously elite runner, and it was probably a bit more of a natural progression for him, to be honest. He trained all summer there and just had a freak injury that he actually got in the practice game against Essendon, the same injury he got last year in the same practice game in the same almost the same minute, to be honest. So he was ready to go in the midfield, as I said, trained all summer there. So it was probably a natural progression, and we were wrapped with what he did last week, and hopefully he just keeps building on that around some really experienced players in Steele and Jones that are in there.
Appreciate your time, Robert, and hopefully your team go well today for your sake. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me. Good on you.